You are now listening to KISS, the audio series.
Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please, help me. Please.
On the corner of Jackson Street, just a few short steps from where 38-year-old Gregory Dessen was brutally murdered in cold blood. He was house-sitting for his best friend Michael McDonald, who was away on business for the weekend. According to McDonald, Dessen was loved by everyone and had no enemies. Authorities say Dessen was found tied up in the bathroom with multiple stab wounds to his chest and a kiss print to his forehead. There are no known witnesses at this time, but we're being told that there may be a connection to the infamous lipstick serial killer. This is an ongoing investigation.
Gregory? The fuck?
Okay, listen carefully. I need a caramel macchiato, venti, slim, 2 extra shots, extra hot, extra whip, and sugar-free. Crystal.
Damn, right up. Do you want a kidney with that too? And who the hell is Crystal?
Shut up.
I ain't heard from you in a few days, chick. You alright over there?
Girl, I'm fine. Shit just been hectic. Between writing this book, work, school, and Chris, I don't know whether I'm coming or going sometime.
I know the feeling. I won't even get started with my laundry list.
You ain't even got to. I understand. I swear, I feel like I'm going insane. I'm stressed the fuck out and nobody seems to notice.
Have you been taking your meds?
For the most part, yes. But I ain't gonna lie. That shit makes me feel the worst sometimes. I don't like who I am when I'm on those meds.
Well, shit, we don't like who you are when you ain't.
Amen to that.
Speaking of hallelujah, how's your mom?
Janet is Janet. What else can I say about that? She's still mad because Chris be staying over. He's basically moved in. According to her, I'm living in sin and making the brand look bad. Newsflash, bitch. The brand been fucked up.
You know how Miss Janet is? She's old school. Everything is about how shit appears to be.
Man, fuck that. I gave up the title of Miss Perfection the day I moved out of that house. Oh, hell no. Excuse me. I asked for 2 shots, not 3.
I gave you 2.
There's at least 3 shots in this cup.
Ma'am, that is 2 shots.
Listen, I assure you it's not. I know the difference. I can't drink this. The taste is off. Please make it over.
No problem. I'll make another.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
Mind your business. I need my shit right if I'm gonna get through this day.
Your ass is crazy.
Gotta love a great compliment to help get the day started. I love you too.
Crystal?
Do I know you?
No, but I had to come over to speak to you. You're breathtaking. I hope I'm not intruding.
You are, actually, but I'll allow it. What's your name?
My apologies. I'm Landon.
Keisha, I'll call you back.
Who the hell is Keisha?
Nice to meet you, Landon.
There's something about you, Crystal. I can't put my finger on it, but you're definitely someone I'd like to get to know. If you allow me, can I take you out sometime?
I'm open to that. Here, put your number in my phone. I'll call you.
I was thinking maybe tonight.
Oh, you work fast.
I don't believe in wasting time. If I see something I want, I go for it.
Smart man. I'll hit you up in a few hours. Landon was so motherfucking fine. I almost didn't want to kill him, but he had to die. I mean, how could something that succulent and sexy slip through my fingers? I simply couldn't. Landon was a sexy bald head motherfucker with a well-kept salt and pepper goatee. He was easily in his 40s, I suspected. But listen, he carried it oh so well. He was 6'2", 215 pounds, nice build. Damn, I was gonna eat his ass alive. Just thinking about the faces he would make when I squeezed this pussy on him, or better yet, The noises he would make when it was all over and I slid my Drexel in and out of his chest. That shit made my pussy so wet. I didn't murder for fun. There was something so erotic about bringing a man to his absolute climax than watching him take his very last breath. Evil? Nah, you got me all wrong, love. I'm a lover. Believe me, every single man I ever killed had a special place in my heart and in my panties. I called Landon to see what was up for later.
Hey, beautiful. Have you decided what you wanted to do tonight?
I have a few ideas.
In due time, love. I know this place. Nice ambiance. Good food. They've got a great band that plays every Wednesday night. I was thinking we could go check it out.
I wanted to fuck. This nigga wanted to go out on a date. But fine. Every woman likes to go out and have a little fun every once in a while. So alright, Landon. We'll do it your way tonight.
That sounds like a good time. I love live bands. I'm down. Send me the address and I'll meet you there.
You sure? I could swing by and pick you up.
No, thank you. I have a few things I need to take care of first. So I'll meet you there.
Okay, Miss Crystal. I'll text you the address.
Great. I'll see you later, Landon.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
Hey, sexy. Is this seat taken?
You're something else. Thanks for coming, beautiful.
My pleasure. I hope I didn't have you waiting too long.
No, not at all. I just got here a few minutes before you did. Wanted to find a nice little spot before it got too packed in here.
Oh, okay. This place is nice. Cozy and private little booth. Dim lighting. Dope fan. I like it.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy it. So can I get you something?
What's that you sipping on?
Just a little vodka and cranberry. But you can have whatever you want.
I'll follow your lead tonight.
I like the sound of that.
Landon flagged down a server and ordered my drink. I loved his commanding presence. I was used to being the one in charge, but the way he naturally just led was refreshing. I was starting to feel that tingle in my stomach. That urge to kill. My pussy was leaking, and I needed to do something about it quick. I like your style, Landon. So why is a sexy, intelligent, down-to-earth brother like yourself single? You ever been married?
Married and divorced. Married for 10. Divorce for 3. I'm just enjoying my time as a single man. I'm not in a rush. Just taking my time, making sure I get it right the next time.
I can dig it. Makes sense.
So tell me a little about you, Crystal. You single?
I'm newly single, and I plan to stay that way for a while. Relationships are too complicated, and I have way too much going on right now.
Is that so? I'd like to hear more about that. Tell me more. What lights that fire within you?
Honestly, there isn't much to tell. I work hard and play hard.
Okay. So you enjoy being a mystery?
Maybe a little. But to be frank, most men I meet aren't around long enough for me to even care about discussing my personal life.
Aren't around long enough?
Yes, I have the worst luck with men.
Wow. Well, hopefully, I can be the one to help change that bad luck streak.
Maybe. I knew that was a lie. Unfortunately, Lander would suffer a similar fate to all the motherfuckers before him. I appreciated his enthusiasm, though. He leaned in and kissed me on the lips. I closed my eyes and let it happen. Damn, he was undeniable. That kiss? Shit was perfect. I was completely tripping.
I hope I'm not being too forward, but I've been waiting to do that since I saw you at Starbucks this morning. Like I said, it's just something about you. I've never been this attracted to anyone. I mean, hell, I don't even know you. It's a crazy feeling.
I know exactly what you mean. Let's dance. Landon was right. We had this crazy-ass connection that neither of us could explain. I had only known him for a few hours, but I swear it felt like we had known each other for lifetimes. The way he touched me, shit, that was just too much to handle. I had to get the fuck up from that table. We headed to the dance floor. The band was playing a smooth little groove. There was a nice crowd gathered and everybody was just vibing. Everything was perfect. I let the music take complete control of my body. Landon was right behind me. He got up real close on me and I swore the feeling was electric. He held me by my waist as I slowly grinded on him. He enjoyed it. I could feel that dick rise through his pants. He wanted me just as bad as I wanted him.
You better stop dancing on me like that if you expect to get through this night with any kind of decency.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm always a gentleman, but honestly, all I keep thinking about is taking you in that bathroom and fucking the shit out of you. But you deserve more than a cookie. I want to make love to your entire body, from head to toe. Can I do that?
See? Landon was playing too many games. What was he trying to do? Make me fall in love with his ass? No, that wasn't part of the plan. I should just off this nigga right now. Nah, too many witnesses. Man, I did the only thing left for me to do. I made up an excuse to leave. I had to clear my head. Listen, Landon, I really like you, but I can't do this. I gotta go.
What? Why? Was it something I said? I didn't mean to offend you.
No, I'm not offended. It's just, look, there's a lot you don't know about me that I really can't explain. I just gotta go. Thank you so much for your wonderful time.
Crystal, hold on. Don't leave. Let's talk.
I gotta go. Man, I ran up out of there so damn fast. My heart was racing. I had the perfect opportunity to take him in the bathroom, fuck his brains out, and then kill him. But I just couldn't go through with it. Shit. I was losing my touch. Damn, Landon.
I knew you would feel this good.
You're thinking, how the fuck did we get to this moment when I left Landon's ass hanging at the club? But let's just say it took some convincing. But how could I deny him? The way he touched me made my entire body shiver. I deserve this. We deserve this. But listen, this wasn't just sex. Landon was making sweet, passionate love to my soul, and I was in complete ecstasy. He was a calm lover, but his strokes were deep and deliberate, and I swear I wanted him in a way I just couldn't explain.
Damn. You like the way I feel inside you?
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. Not him. Do it. No. Kill.
Do it.
You okay, babe?
Yes. And you just feel so good. Let me get on top, baby. I want to make you feel good.
Oh, shit.
You like that, baby?
Yes. Damn, girl.
Desire to kill was taking over, and there was nothing I could do about it. I tried my hardest to suppress it, but there was no use. Landon was gonna have to die. I continued to ride that dick, gyrating my hips, and he was going insane. I tightened my grip around his dick, and his eyes got so fucking big. How does that feel, baby? You like this pussy?
This pussy is so good.
Landon grabbed me by the hips and aggressively pulled me down on his dick. The more aggressive he got, so did my desire to kill. He was so fucking beautiful. All that raw emotion on his face. excitement, yes. Enjoyment, utter ecstasy. It was a vision to behold. I wish I could have captured that look on his face forever. Just thinking about it made me instantly climax. I released the bun from my hair. My locks quickly fell and draped over my breasts. He opened his mouth to release his final breath.
Why?
Shit! It wasn't supposed to happen like this. I didn't want Landon to suffer that way. He didn't deserve it. I had every intention of making one clean cut and ending it all, but my Drexel just refused to cooperate. Hearing him gurgle up blood drove me insane. I wasn't a monster. I was a woman with an uncontrollable urge. Would this forever be my fate? I mean, what if Landon was my soulmate? I looked down and watched as he struggled to hold his neck. Blood was everywhere, but I knew I just couldn't let him drown in his own blood. He meant too much to me. I had to take him out of his misery. I quickly got up from the bed and made my way over to the dresser where I found a bottle of rubbing alcohol. I'm so sorry, Landon. Believe me, baby, this isn't personal. In fact, out of all of them, you were my absolute favorite.